Well, as far as like body wise,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, body's been feeling pretty good, you know, surprisingly. You know, it's a tough year, it's a long year, so, but it's been feeling pretty good. I'm feeling real good, actually.
Moving forward into the second half of the season, is there anything in particular that you want to improve in your game?
I just want to keep being able to do what we've been doing, man, honestly. You know, what's that quote? If it ain't fixed, if it ain't whatever. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, whatever. I don't know what it is, but whatever we've been doing, it's been going well, so. You know, hopefully we can just keep doing what we've been doing, honestly.
Todd, that the first play on Sunday, when you kind of, you know, stutter step a little bit and wait for Jamon to make that block, is that an example kind of being on the same page with your linemen and knowing what they're going to do and that sort of thing?
I don't even know what play you're talking about, but.
Your 36-yard run, the first play.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. Those guys did a good job. I kind of seen color, so I kind of, you know, paused. And then luckily, I kept my head up and was able to, you know, just keep running. So, you know, credit those guys for opening it up on the first play.
You know, the NFL tracks you guys in terms of your speed and acceleration. And you and Robert and Sammy were all over 20 miles an hour in that game. Are you aware of that? And what does it mean, if anything, to be faster than those two guys in terms of clocking?
Oh, man. I knew I was faster than those guys, so I'm not really worried about that. But now Ted and Tyler, Reggie, all those guys, they do a good job with the heart monitors and the speed. So we always been competing, you know, since camp and OTA, just going back. You know, you have a good run and you just go back and be like, you know, you just ask Ted what I hit this time. So we're well aware of our speed, and you know, luckily Sunday we was able to, you know, able to showcase our speed a little bit. So you know, that's always a good thing when you can get a player over 20 miles per hour. That means he's probably running more than 30, 40 yards. So you know, that's always a good thing for sure.
Todd, if you had to describe 6-2 in one word, what would it be?
Awesome. It is awesome. It definitely is.
You know, with as well as the offense is doing, Johnny Hecker really hasn't gotten very many opportunities. Do you ever talk to him about that or joke with him about that?
No, because he had plenty of opportunities since he's been here. So I'm pretty sure we wore his leg out a lot, you know, since he's been here 6 years. But, yeah, man, everybody know what he can do, you know. And that's why he's one of, if not whatever, the highest paid punter in the league, you know, just because of, you know, the previous years. He was our offense, you know. We wasn't able to get yards. He was able to, you know, put the defense in a good position. So when we need him, he's always there for us. So, you know, just having Johnny and Greg and Jake, those guys are incredible. But, yeah, man, it's always a good thing when your punter's not doing good, so.
Todd, I know they're without J.J. Watt, but Jadeveon Clowney's no joke. What kind of challenges does that front and the Texans present for you?
Yeah, man. I mean, obviously, yeah, they're missing one of the best players in football. And, you know, that's you don't want to see him hurt, but that's a good thing for him not to be playing this week. But, you know, Clowney's a beast. You know, he's the number one pick, number one pick for a reason. Played against him, you know, 2 years in college, and you know, I know what he can do, and he can destroy a football game easily. And you know, he just makes it look so easy. So it's definitely a big challenge for us this week, just being able to just go up against him. But you know, we face great players in this league, you know, week in and week out, and you know, but we're definitely gonna have to be, you know, well aware of where he's at on the field for sure.
Todd, are you expecting a bigger, more enthusiastic crowd now with you guys coming home 6-2? And if you are or if you aren't, is that an important deal to you guys to have that kind of, you know, support at home?
It's probably not going to be a bigger crowd, but, you know, it is what it is. But, at the end of the day, we go out there and play ball, man. I mean, we want fans there. And like I said, we just keep winning. You know, hopefully they keep coming. If they don't, they don't. If they do, you know, we definitely appreciate the support. But, you know, we've been on the road the past four or five games. So, you know, we're kind of used to seeing the other teams more than us. But, like I said, you know, the more we win, hopefully the more people will come. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to go out there and play our game.
Todd, there was an article where Sean was talking about how he saw something like the Chiefs ran and they wanted to run it. He like stole the play to run here. Is this something where like you have seen other teams run a few things? I mean, have you taken any plays to Sean and said, I really liked how this team did this. Can we try and do this here?
No, not really. I mean, he's up all night. He'll tell you, he don't have much to do. So he's always copying new ideas. But it's a copycat league. You know, we all do the same exact thing. And, you know, we see something 2-3 weeks ago that Seattle beat them on, you know, let's try it again. And if they stop it, they stop it. If they don't, then that's a win for us. So, but, I mean, you definitely see plays all the time where stuff happens. The one was my last touchdown last game. I was always wanted a touchdown, like an inside zone touchdown where I could just run to the outside. And I always seen people do it. I seen Mark Ingram do it a couple weeks ago. Seen Kareem Hunt, seen a lot of people do it, so I was happy to definitely get that touchdown like that so easily.
Have you had to change anything in terms of your preparation because you're so much more involved in the pass game than you have been in the past?
Not really. You know, Wednesdays and Thursdays, we're up here, you know, quite a long time, so it's really a lot of mental work, and, you know, Coach do a great job. Just with the walkthroughs, you know, that definitely helps out a lot. You know, that's kind of like extra practice itself, and, you know, being in the individual meetings with the linemen. John's a genius, you know, just Mike IDing, just knowing, recognizing defense. So playing with guys like John and having Coach McVay and Coach Olsen and all those guys really just, you know, help. We all help each other out, and, you know, that's what I feel like, you know, that's been helping me out this year for sure.
Todd, going back to the plays, Jared had said, like, there'll be plays that Sean puts in practice that you're like, this will never work in the game. And then you call it in the game and it works to perfection. Has there been some examples of that that you know? And just how creative or intuitive is Sean just as an offensive play caller?
Yeah, that sounds like me on every play. I'm like, oh, this ain't going to work. But, yeah, man, that's usually how it goes, though, man. I had that in college, you know. We were running a counter play, and I'm like, I hate this play, and we run it, and I go like 25 yards, and I'm like, I love this play. So, yeah, it's plays like that all the time, runs, passes. I mean, even the Tavon one where the Cooper Kupp, and he pitch it back, and we just like, yeah, right. Like, this the NFL, but, hey, it's so, man, we have so much stuff in our offense, man. It's definitely hard to defend, you know, when you're doing stuff like that and you're doing jet sweeps, you're running with me, you're running with Tavon. You're running with everybody, so it's definitely hard to defend, and you know, they don't know what's coming at them. So, but it's definitely a lot of plays like that.
Just a couple more.
Can you talk about, you guys are doing really well this year so far. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about how much fun you're having? Are you able to enjoy it? Are you aware?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was just talking to my buddy about that last night, and, you know, we were just talking about and Coach, we were just talking about it. You know, when you're doing good, you know, stuff is good. Everybody's good. Y'all good. We're good. When you're doing bad, it's everybody's fault. You know, it's my fault, his fault, Jew's fault. And, hey, it kind of is everybody's fault because you're doing bad. So, you know, it kind of is what it is. But, you know, just to go through times like that and be able to be where we at right now, definitely take it in for appreciation a lot more. And you enjoy the moment because you know how bad it is when you're down bad. So, you know, that's always a good thing.
But is there a limit to that? I mean, you guys, yesterday we were hearing national people predict that you guys were going to win the Super Bowl.
I ain't heard that one yet, but I take it. Nah, man, we just got to take it one game at a time. You know, you can beat one team one week and, you know, play them 3-4 weeks later and lose to them, so. And like I said, anybody can beat anybody, you know, in this league. You just got to come prepared mentally every week. And the biggest thing is not turning the ball over, and which, you know, no one tries to, but that's just what, you know, this just happens in the sport. So And we can just keep going out there executing and doing what we do and just taking care of the ball. We take care of the ball. Everything else is going to definitely take care of itself for sure.